tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan, where he's meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. As the two began talks on Saturday, Abbas said, "All the time we had the hope. We did not lose the hope." Kerry added that he is also hopeful. Kerry meets later with Jordanian King Abdullah. Jordan is the custodian of East Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the focal point of the recent unrest. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. Afterwards, Kerry said that meeting gave him a cautious measure of optimism that steps are available to ease tensions. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. The much-feared Hurricane Patricia is losing its power as it travels over Mexico. What came ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere is about to lose hurricane status. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and diminishing, drastically down from the 325 kilometers per hour just before making landfall Friday as a powerful Category 5 storm. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said first reports confirm that the damage has been less than that corresponding to a hurricane of this magnitude.
Lo reitero. Aún no podemos bajar la guardia.
However, the president said the phenomenon is continuing its course, and he urged people to remain in shelters. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the U.S., Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. Following a joint meeting with top diplomats from Russia, Turkey, and Syria, Kerry said they will continue talks next Friday aimed at advancing the meaningful political process. The body of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages held by Islamic State militants from near certain death is being returned to the U.S. Saturday. Defense Secretary Ash Carter will join Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler's family on his final journey home. Wheeler is the first American to die fighting in Iraq in almost 4 years. Pentagon officials say about 60 U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish commandos were involved in the Thursday morning raid on an Islamic State prison compound just hours before a mass execution was to take place. Carter says all the indications are it was Wheeler's actions and that of one of his teammates that protected those involved in breaching the compound and making the mission successful. At least one person is dead and dozens more wounded in Bangladesh after three bombs went off at the main Shiite Muslim shrine in the capital Dhaka as worshippers gathered to mark the festival of Ashura. An adolescent boy was reported to have died as the bombs exploded after attackers hurled them into a crowd of thousands of people gathered for a procession at Husseini Dahlan in the old part of the city. Police have arrested at least two suspects and recovered two bombs that are believed to have been thrown but failed to detonate. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. An Iranian-American engineer has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for sending sensitive U.S. military documents to his native Iran. U.S. prosecutors say Mozaffar Kazai, who had worked as an employee of U.S. defense contractors, stole and shared with Iran information on U.S. military jet engine programs over the span of several years. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
And this is Our City and Adam Levine to start us off, Locked Away.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right, I'm on noise.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust. To be here
nothing else to give but love. Would that even be enough?
Tell me.
Y'all me need for no. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
Down.
hip-hop. It's new music on VOA 1.
McDonald with Conrad Sewell from Brisbane, Australia. Back in 2004, he unsuccessfully auditioned for Australian Idol, which isn't around anymore. Conrad sure is. That's his new song, Hold Me Up. Last weekend, a duet between Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez briefly popped up on OVO Sound Radio before being removed. Entertainment Tonight quotes a source as saying the song dates from 3 years ago, and it will not appear on Justin's upcoming album, Purpose. Turns out they just did it for fun. Demi Lovato and Kelly Clarkson are coming up fast. All you need to do is keep it here with me on VOA 1.
Everybody get up.
Demi Lovato was the musical guest last weekend on Saturday Night Live. We have her right here on the one from the Confident album. This is Cool for the Summer.
Tell me what you want, what you like, it's okay. I'm a little curious, too. Tell me if it's wrong, if it's right, I don't care. I can keep a secret, kid. You got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. Got a taste for the cherry, I just need to take the bite. Don't tell your mother.
like that song. Kelly Clarkson right there, the very first American Idol champion back in 2002. You know, when the President of the United States sings Happy Birthday for you, you know you've made it big. That happened to Usher last week when he turned 37. He was at a meet and greet event in the White House right here in Washington. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama sang Happy Birthday to Usher, and they even gave him a cupcake. I'm giving you hits from Haley Steinfeld and Tori Kelly. It all happens right now on VOA 1.
feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you touch. You are not around, slowly drifting away, wave after wave, slowly drifting, drifting away. And it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the.
I love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. That's cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These battles don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battles.
Love. Never let a wound ruin me. But I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go. But the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home. A lover, not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never could, I wish I never touched. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together. Yeah. When all of the signs say that I should forget her. I wish you were the best I ever had. I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause yeah. It'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
But you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicine's probably just let it win.
I wish I could love, I wish that I could stop, cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over.
I have new music from ex-ambassadors coming up next hour on The Hits.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
what I know about her. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this, even before